You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, we're going to have some fun today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil with today's title, Life Insurance, What's in It for Me? You know, that's obviously, Hans, the question I think that, you know, clearly when I was a 30-year-old young man and there was a life insurance salesman sitting there like, oh, I'm going to be dead. You know, what difference does it make to me? You know, what's in it for me? It's an interesting question.
Well, sure it is.
But, you know, as I process that, and, you know, there's a very provoking verse that you may have read in James, where James, the brother of Jesus, clearly says, you know, pure and undefiled religion is this, which is to care for widows and the fatherless or orphans. And the kind of scary thing is that, you know, for most men, you know, I'm looking at some point in time, my wife's going to be that widow. And as young as I am, Hans, 64 years old, I can't believe how many of my friends have already passed away and left those widows. And unfortunately, the ones that I know of left them with no life insurance. And there they are. And it's a scary thing that, you know, they're having to fend for themselves with what they can get from Social Security and those things. And, you know, it just wasn't that hard to have some other planning, right?
Well, yeah. People need term insurance while they're young because they have limited budgets, and we need every dollar that they can pay toward life insurance to go toward the death benefit. And it's inexpensive. So the nice thing about this is this problem for people in their 20s or 30s or 40s, even maybe even the 50s, can be solved pretty inexpensively, where people can get large amounts of life insurance for a small budget.
So one of the things that we just want to say that's in it for us, you know, for me, is to know that I'm honoring God, you know, with the resources he's given me to make sure that my own widow and my own children are well taken care of in the case of my death. So we don't want to let go of that one. But you went to a conference with CPA stuff, and they talked about all kinds of stuff that's what's in it for me.
Oh, yeah. And it just, you know, like I said, I've been in the life insurance business 43 years, so, which is a long time. And I've been a CLU for over 30 years. And so, you know, I've always had a little bit of, I don't know, just distrust, I guess, where I listened to all these people talking about all the tax advantages, and there's all these complicated things we can do with trusts and that are all wonderful things with life insurance, but they're, I've always felt like they're missing the point, you know, but in reality, they're not missing the point. I mean, it just, life insurance makes sense from a tax and savings perspective, just period. That's why most rich people own lots of life insurance. They own lots of whole life insurance because they want to be sure it's in effect when they die. But where I'm meaning they're missing the point is that's not the reason I'm in the life insurance business. I'm in the life insurance business to impress upon people the need to create an estate for their family where it otherwise wouldn't be there, to create a good life for their family and to buy themselves the peace of mind that you have, knowing that if something happens to me, my wife and or husband, if it's and children, are going to be well off.
So I like what you said before the show, quoting from a earlier show that we did. I don't mind being somebody's goad.
I don't. I mean, I in fact, I'm honored to, you know, if I'm the person that sits down with you and looks you in the eye and tells you that you need to do this and you need to do it for your family and you need to do it, and God's in line with this. And I'm the one that, that maybe somebody's going to call that a little pressure or whatever they are. If I'm that person, I'm honored to do that because I know when I do that with enough people, somebody is going to be real thankful for that.
Yeah, maybe that years one, later. That one widow calling and saying, you know, did my husband, you know, and think of how she feels about her husband having taken care of her in that way.
You know, I have some kids working for me. They're young people now, young adults, that one of their parents passed away or both their parents passed away at a young age, but they had life insurance and they were educated through that and they got their start in life, or they got what start they would have gotten anyhow, but it was there because of a life insurance policy that mom or dad had.
But there are these other things that we can share. And
so the purpose, one of the purposes of finishing well is to teach. And if the logic and the investment value of life insurance and the tax benefits are what motivates you to purchase life insurance, that's fine. I mean, I listened to a guy at my graduation when I got my master's degree from the American College, was speaking, and this guy was very great, good speaker and lifelong life insurance person, dealing with all these wealthy people. And he talked about he had had 43 claims at this point. This was back in 2007 in his career, 43 clients that had died, and these so many millions of dollars. So these were well-to-do people. And he said that none of these people that bought this insurance thought they were going to die or thought this thing was going to pay off. They were doing it for their retirement. They were doing it for their savings, for the tax benefits. So if that's the stuff that motivates you to do what I'd like you to do for other purposes, then so be it. And I do go to these conferences and I learn about all this stuff. And life insurance can be a tremendous tax shelter, starting with the fact that if you look in my book and you look in the appendix, which is on page 95 of the Cardinal Guide, Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, items, I have a 1925 or 1926 tax return. And I purposely made it, the instructions are part of the return. They're on page 2 of the return. And it says items exempt from tax. And number one is amounts paid under a life insurance contract paid on the death of the insured. So that's tax-free. And frankly, I have been doing business with some CPAs lately. I've just had a run of them. There are CPAs coming to me for investment advice, financial planning advice, a lot of them around Medicare, long-term care, that type of thing. And I've asked them, this has been news to them, is that life insurance benefits paid to beneficiaries are tax-free. And I don't think you knew that when we first started talking.
No, how would I know? I hadn't died. Just kidding. No. I mean, yeah, it's obviously critical because at that point where, you know, the beneficiary obviously needs the money from the person that just passed away for hospital expenses / you know, final expenses, you know, this is no time.
Why do you think that provision has remained unchanged in the tax code for 100 years? I mean, why has Congress? Because trust me, they've been up there. People have been messing with that, trying to get rid of the tax benefits of life insurance. But they're still there, and I shouldn't say unchanged. They've had some modifications, but that factor hasn't changed. You buy a life insurance policy, you die, your beneficiary gets a check, they owe no income taxes on that.
Some of these other ramifications of what's in it for me with life insurance really are attractive to me, you know, that, you know, clearly it's a savings account and some other thing.
Well, it's a tax-free savings account that you can make some withdrawals from tax-free. How's that sound to you?
Yeah, compared to a 401k that you don't get to make withdrawals from that until you're a certain age.
Tax-free. Or you just have a savings account or a brokerage account and you're paying taxes all along. Anytime it goes up in value, you owe taxes.
So how does that work with the life insurance? I guess you're talking about whole life insurance?
Yeah.
And how do you have it as a savings account that you get?
Well, it has a cash value, and if you overfund it, I mean, that's what we do when people are buying life insurance and they want to maximize the savings and the tax and the growth aspects. We effectively overfund it. We, by choice, pay way more premium than is necessary, and that all accumulates into a significant cash value, and then it earns interest and dividends, which are tax deferred. So if you draw them out during your lifetime, you're going to owe taxes, but there's a way that you can borrow them and never pay it back and not pay any taxes on them. You'll have to come in and see me for me to go over that one with you.
I can see that. So essentially there is a way, obviously, if you were in dire straits and you
I wasn't even in dire straits. I had significant cash. I was taking advantages. I've got $2 million on me, $2 million on Rhonda, $1 million on Patrick, and $1 million on Stuart. And I have those large amounts so that I can put large amounts of money in there. And I was making a pretty good salary 10, 15 years ago, and I knew that I might spend it if I had it laying around. So I overcommitted to these policies, and I built up a substantial cash value. And when I opened my business almost 9 years ago, I borrowed against the life insurance. I still haven't paid much of it back.
And so all that does is reduce the death benefit, I suppose.
Yeah. I might pay it back one day. I might not. I might just, the loan sits there until I die, and then she'll get a smaller than $2 million, but it'll just cancel itself out. I mean, it's an unbelievable tax shelter, and can be. And you got to buy the right kind of policy from the right person. I'm not saying that all life insurance policies are wonderful, and they're we need to put a do on it. I mean, with somebody that knows what they're doing.
Well, you're listening to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Han Schaal. Today's show, Life Insurance, What's in It for Me? We have got it as one of the 7 worry tabs at our website, cardinalguide.com. Don't forget to put the guide after the cardinal. And you can get right the PDF on this whole subject to life insurance absolutely free. You can just download it there at the 7 Worries tab, or you can order the book by...
You can get it on Amazon. I mean, it's just, you can look it up. You can go to our website. You can get it on Amazon, or you can just send me a note that you were listening to the show and you'd like me to send you a copy of the book. I'll be glad to. You can also download the individual chapters right from our website on a PDF format for free. And I've written it in easy-to-read format. It's done real well on Amazon, and I'd like people to become more educated on these subjects.
Because this one really has some huge effects on generations. And not to mention the thought of the widows that are struggling out there as a result of people not understanding the benefits of this product and you know, how it can be used. So we've only gotten to 1 of 7 of the What's in It for Me on life insurance besides the natural one. There's a couple that kind of might shock you. So you want to stay tuned for this next segment. I'm not kidding. It's going to be awesome. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Schaal. Today's show is Life Insurance, What's in It for Me? You know, it's kind of a funny concept, actually, when you're thinking about it. I'm dead, so what good does that stuff do me? But we're finding out that today on Finishing Well with, again, certified financial planner Hans Schaal. There's in your book on life insurance, there's a man mentioned by the name of Marshall, and I can't help but think that, I mean, he's like the poster child for, you know, how God could use life insurance for his kingdom.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I first met him, he couldn't be less interested in life insurance, okay? Because this fellow was a doctor his whole career, retired many years, had done well in the stock market, and my brother sold him Medicare supplements, he and his wife, and then started talking to him about long-term care, and talking to him, he said, you really need to talk to my brother because maybe you can use your IRA to buy some long-term care insurance. Well, what that is a life insurance policy that's funded with money out of the IRA. And the life insurance policy allows you to receive benefits or take your ultimate death benefit and use it during your lifetime to pay your long-term care bill, tax-free. And boy, once he got a hold of all of that, we signed him up, you know, and we took some of his IRA money and committed it to that and got it all set up. He and the missus covered, and they're just, were as happy as they could be. And that's when he gave me this book from Ed Slott. Okay. And Ed Slott is a meeting I was at about a week ago that, but at the time I'm just getting his book from Marshall, and he gives it to me and he says, why don't you take a look at this? You know, I've been listening to this guy on public television. Well, I read the whole book, and in the process of reading the book, I said, you know, I circled a whole part of it in Ed Slott, and I said, I need to come back and see you. I'm going to sell you some more insurance. And he said, all right, come on. So I went back the next week or a couple weeks later, and I talked to him about just that. Is that the rest of his IRA, he really wasn't using it. He took the minimum distributions, paid the taxes. This is before we had QCDs, or this guy would have been given money out of his IRA to the church. And what we simply did is we sold him a life insurance policy that covered his wife and him together on a survivorship policy, so it doesn't pay off till both of them are gone. And we funded it with the minimum distributions out of the IRA. And we funded it with the net amount of the minimum distribution, because if you take a $10,000 minimum distribution, you're going to have to pay $3,000 or so in tax. So anyhow, the math is irrelevant. We figured out a way to reduce his IRA, and we set that up with guaranteed payments in an annuity. It's a little bit complicated, but it set him up so that his three sons, would receive $100,000 each when the second one of them dies.
But then there was another part for, you know, a ministry that he was.
Oh yeah. Well, then first of all, then what happened is he died about 3 months after I did all that. Okay. He was actually, the way I learned about the ministry is I told him that I was going to go to Ed Slott's classes and I was going to use part of the commission that I earned on all this insurance I sold him to go to Ed Slott and get the training. And I also told him that I was going to donate part of it to, after he bought the insurance, to this ministry where he was getting Bibles into China. It was very important to him and still is. I still get mail from him. And so I made the donation. And this was right before he died. And then when I went there to settle up things with his son, and after his death, I went to the funeral and then I met with him afterward. His son needed my help to just get all the beneficiaries and get everything where it's supposed to go. And he donated his whole IRA, because he had another IRA that he wasn't telling everybody about. He kind of winked at me. He says, we're going to get to this one next. But that's where he was donating money out of to this missions of the world. And it's a thing we're getting. He just said it's real important. He said, you know, Satan's ruling the world and the people in China don't know about Christ, and we need to get the Bibles in there. And so I helped his son give that whole IRA without taxes into the church. I mean, to the missions.
Right. And it was a beautiful thing. But also it speaks to a strategy for people that may have a prodigal son, right? Or a children by other marriages and things like that, in a way to get things without going through the will.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing he liked so much about the life insurance, besides the fact that it was tax-free, I mean, it was just a guaranteed amount. It was $300,000, equal shares. It had a limited pay years. She's still paying on it, but she's paying out of that IRA, and it's $10,000 a year as the premium. He was 80 years old when all this went on, and he wanted this inheritance to go to his three sons, and my guess is they're going to get a whole lot more than that, but this is going to come quickly. It's going to go to them. They don't have to pay any taxes on it, and these are kind of big numbers. For those of you that are listening, if you've got somebody that you want to leave money to, whether it's a niece or a nephew or a stepchild or somebody that, you know, was good to you, or you were, you know, just somebody, and you don't want to muck up your will or think about what your heirs are going to think about this, you can set up a life insurance policy, even with a single premium, that's going to pay this money to them after their death. And that just stays, it's not public. Nobody's really going to know about it.
It's after your death, but that's
the same. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not public.
No.
And to get on point here with this is that people buy life insurance, and it's got some just wonderful reasons to do that. And people buy life insurance when they're in their 70s and 80s and 60s, and they buy whole life insurance, and it is a good investment, and it comes to your beneficiaries tax-free, but there's some living benefits.
Yeah,
besides that is that if you've got a bunch of money stashed up there and you need it, you can get at it, the cash value. That's number one. The second thing is most of these modern life insurance policies have the chronic illness riders on them, and they pay for long-term care, so that if you don't have long-term care insurance, which a lot of people don't, but you have this life insurance, it's really intended for after your death, but now you need long-term care, you can withdraw from the ultimate death benefit. A lot of companies will set this up where they'll just pay the money to the nursing home tax-free and get your nursing home or home health care bill paid for. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that was one of the things that's just really attractive to me. But, you know, I never would have thought, you know, because what happens with term insurance as you get up there in your late 60s, whatever, it looks just like I'll never be able to afford that anymore. And having an alternative of buying whole life insurance never occurred to me.
You know, and we had talked about, you know, you were asking me about stories about clients, and, you know, I think a lot about, I deal with a lot of people in second marriages, and then a lot of these people may live well now. They're in the second marriage, but they don't have enough money after the first death of either spouse to be passing money on to the kids before the other spouse has passed away, okay? So this gets a little complicated when you got her kids, his kids, and now you got grandkids that are kind of like both of yours, but they're not, and they are. But when it really gets down to the kids, a lot of these folks, like I said, they don't have enough money to start passing out money to, like, her kids, which are your stepkids from the prior marriage. So everything goes to either spouse. You don't know who's going to go first, or you can assume, and sometimes you're wrong. Life insurance is a wonderful way to deal with that. It says, let her buy a life insurance policy. It could even be a small amount. You know, $20,000, $30,000, $10,000, you know, $50,000, and then leave the death benefit to the children. Let her pay for it out of her Social Security check, and then he does the same for his kids. And then still leave all the kids in the will of the second person, but, you know, that way when these kids come to their parents' funeral, they don't leave empty-handed. I mean, there's something, there's a check there. Even $5,000 makes a difference. And that can be just like guaranteed with life insurance, funded out of their own Social Security check. It's a great equalizer. There's a need for money like right now. And it's,
yeah,
it's
I just, can just tell you that I watch my dad's checking account, you know, because I was the executor. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, the bank tied it up almost immediately. And so this is something that your heirs, you know, the people that are dealing with your money, they're going to be dealing with it.
You know, I have people read my books and they're looking through there, and I have $25,000. And a lot of some people say, what's $25,000 going to do for you? I'm telling you, getting a check, you know, you get this stuff from me and I get it set up in our vault, and the people that follow me in case I'm not around, we're going to get your children that money. You know, if you buy a $25,000 policy that's just for those final expenses, we're going to have that check down to you mighty quick. You can take that like a credit card up to the funeral home.
Hans the Goat is talking to you.
Yeah.
You feel goaded into something. It's because he really, it really is a nice thing to think that God's, you know, giving us forewarning on things that people in our lives are going to deal with, because we don't want to face our own mortality. So looking at life insurance, like what's in it for me, is a unique perspective.
Listen, I'm not trying to get everybody loving insurance companies. I mean, I've worked for these people for 43 years. So the thing I got going for me is I got about 50 of them that I represent. So, you know, I keep them at arm's length as well, but they're wonderful to be cutting a check for $100,000. It just, you know, in the hour. And believe me, they don't mess with my clients. I mean, when somebody dies, those checks are coming out.
We're out of time again, I'm afraid. So for more information, of course, we would urge you to go to Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after cardinal.com, where you can see, again, this tab on the seven worries would be life insurance. You can get the book. You can get this section PDF absolutely free. Of course, if you got a question or something for Hans, don't hesitate to email him there. We thank you for listening to the show. We hope you're going to listen to the podcast. If you miss some of it, you can go back, just tell Siri or Alexa, whoever, I want to listen to the Finishing Well podcast. And there, after you listen, do us a favor and give us a rating. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. So thank you for listening.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.